October is SIDS Awareness Month, and if you're not familiar with the acronym SIDS, it stands for Sudden Infant Death Syndrome. Joining us to tell us more about what the Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals is doing to reduce the risk of SIDS is Dr. Takesha Davis, Director of the Center for Community and Preventative Health for the Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals. Dr. Davis, welcome to Real Talk.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's start by getting some statistics on SIDS. What exactly is SIDS, and how has it affected children in Louisiana in recent years?
Sure. SIDS is a very broad term that people may be familiar with as sudden infant death syndrome, but it really refers to sudden unexplained deaths of infants before they reach their first birthdays. SIDS occurs when otherwise healthy babies die in their sleep for no apparent reason. So basically, a child unexpectedly dies, and we don't have another cause, then it's classified as a SIDS death.
Now, you're doing a huge push with the SIDS Risk Reduction and Safe Sleep campaign. What are some of the major components to the campaign?
We are doing a huge push because in Louisiana, we see sometimes 1.5 to 2 times the normal rates of death from children due to sudden unexpected infant death. And as you well know, anytime we have a child that dies and we don't have a reason, it's very concerning to us, and our hearts go out to those parents. In the New Orleans area, we have seen over 81 deaths since 2005 due to SIDS, so it's a great concern to us. This campaign is one where we want to make sure that all of our residents, particularly those mothers under the age of 26, are aware of things that we can do to reduce this risk. So this campaign includes a couple of things, radio commercials and information like we're giving today. We have a website that provides a lot of education and information for parents. It's at giveyourbabyspace.com. It includes a resource directory where parents can get information about where they can get all types of resources to help them to keep their babies healthy and prevent SIDS. We also have information sessions where parents and those who are expecting or planning to become pregnant can come and learn about how to keep their baby safe and reduce their risk of SIDS. In New Orleans, we'll be having a chat and chew information session at the Ashe Cultural Arts Center, located at 1712 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, on October 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Now, I understand you also have developed some partnerships. Who are some of your partners this year?
We've developed partners with groups, churches, daycares, child care centers, anyone who's interested in making sure that our children are healthy in Louisiana, those who provide services for both current and expected parents. In New Orleans, we have partners who are probably very familiar to your listeners, like Healthy Start, Daughters of Charity, Services of New Orleans, the McFarland Institute, and the Ashe Cultural Arts Center.
So give us that website one more time where people can learn more and get more information.
Sure. People can go to the giveyourbabyspace.com, a website where they can get more information not only about our partners and those information sessions, but lots of information to educate themselves on how to reduce the risk of SIDS, like proper sleep position, always placing a healthy baby on their back unless the doctor gives them specific advice, making sure that their baby does not sleep on surfaces that can increase their risk of suffocation, like soft surfaces and soft bedding, and making sure people know the risk of smoking around their babies. Babies exposed to secondhand smoke are more likely to die of SIDS.
All right, and we'll also place more information about the SIDS Risk Reduction and Safe Sleep campaign on the Real Talk page at Q93.com. Dr. Takesha Davis, Director of the Center for Community and Preventative Health for the Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Real Talk.
Thank you for having me, and I hope that we've been able to provide some information to prevent babies in the area from dying of SIDS.